Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from Georgia Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. We are conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Do you have a minute?
And what the survey is, though?
It's about issues facing Georgia at the moment.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you so much. First question, if you don't mind, what is the year of your birth?
1970.
Okay, hold on just a second. 1970, thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African American, American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific
black.
Islander?
Black.
Black. Thank you very much. Thank you. Next question. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Probably independent now.
Independent?
I vote
okay.
Republican, but yeah.
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
College.
Some college?
Some college.
Okay. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied. Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way
Joe Biden.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Brian Kemp is doing his job as governor? And will you
yes.
say you strong? Will you say you strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
I somewhat approve. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means you feel neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you ain't never heard of them or you don't know the group or person, you may tell me as well. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. Joe Biden?
About a 7.
7, okay. Brian Kemp?
About a 7.
Okay, Tim Scott?
Okay. I've heard of him, but I'm just neutral on him.
Okay, no problem. Ron DeSantis. That will be either 0
that'd be,
or 10.
A 5.
5, okay, neutral. What about Donald Trump?
About a 7.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
About a I give her a 7-2.
A 7-2? Okay, thank you so much. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter the most to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power, and 10 means that you feel that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
5.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that black community has no power at all, and 10 means that black community has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Maybe somewhat.
somewhat more or somewhat less?
More flowers. Somewhat
okay.
more.
Okay, thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices using the skill?
Very likely.
Okay, mm-hmm. That will be a 10. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected as president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
Thank you very much. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or will you not vote? Or are you undecided?
I'll be indecided. I'll be looking for another candidate right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
About the same.
About the same, okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priority to improve your community. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Healthcare.
10.
10. Thank you. Climate change.
5.
Thank you. Student loan debt.
10.
Thank you. Abortion access.
5.
Thank you. Reducing racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Jobs and wages.
10.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you another list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Healthcare.
What did he do for healthcare? I would say 5.
5. Climate change.
5.
Student loan debt.
He did something. That's like an 8. He did something.
Okay. Abortion access.
What did he do? I'd say about a 7.
7, okay. Reducing racism and discrimination.
Ain't nothing he could do about that. But 7.
7, okay. Thank you. Jobs and wages.
Have it been an increase of jobs? People not working? Maybe a 7.
Maybe a 7, almost. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to read to you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair okay. amount, not that much, or not at all. The Department of Justice just recently changed the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyree Nichols with federal civil rights violation.
I think that's somewhat changed my life.
Okay, that will be either a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A fair amount.
A fair amount, okay.
Mm-hmm.
In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same.
I agree, so that's a 10, ain't it?
Yeah, it's your options are either a great deal, a fair amount.
A fair amount.
A fair amount. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. The American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for undeserved populations?
Fair amount.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
We almost done. I'm going to read to you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden / Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November 2024. You can select any number from 0 to 10, okay? Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He passed policies that supported us during the pandemic that will expand our internet access and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. If it's okay if you did, and if it's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power, 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. We know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 for general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices using a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Thank you.
I'm not always going to vote.
Okay. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
Thank you so much. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you so much. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? The local Board of Election. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Okay. Pro-Georgia?
Not that much.
Okay. Fair count?
Not that much.
Black Voters Matter?
Somewhat.
A fair amount?
Yeah, a fair amount.
Okay. Secretary of State.
Somewhat.
A fair amount?
A fair amount. Mm-hmm.
The New Georgia Project.
I'm going to be neutral on that.
Okay. People's Agenda.
And what's my option again?
A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all?
Not that much.
Okay. What about Fair Fight?
I don't trust none of them. Not that much.
Not that much, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You don't rape your children.
These next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat moderate.
Somewhat moderate, okay.
Mm-hmm, moderate.
It's either very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative. Those are your options.
Okay, moderate.
Moderate, okay. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student?
I'm an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. Okay. Let me write that down. Okay. Last year, that is in 2022, what was your total income before, from all taxes, from all sources before taxes, I'm sorry? Your best estimate is fine.
About 86,000.
About 86, thank you. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia Knowledge Expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia Knowledge Expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia Knowledge Expert, yes or no?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Okay. What is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
I don't need no gift card. It's fine.
You don't need it? Okay, no problem. Let me go back. Okay, then that will be the end of our survey. Thank you so much for your time and for being so patient. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.